episode 995, Whenever You Pray.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. It's a beautiful morning, and I hope that you are rising and shining. I pray that you are finding something deeper within yourself. Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday. It is reflection, and we're talking about whenever you pray. It's a deep dive of a reflection that maybe we don't want to really admit to or seek out, but it's a good one. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Whenever you pray, what is your motive? To seek for oneself or to serve others? To find happiness in the midst of chaos? To prove yourself worthy? Whenever you pray, where is your heart? What is it searching for? This is something that I have been wrestling with this week. It's been a tough week, one that has brought about struggles and challenges that I think really should have been simple, but ended up being totally twisted and put us, meaning our family, in a very difficult situation at times. And not because of our doing, but because of others' doing. And I found myself struggling, going, Lord, why me? We're really trying to be honest, loving, compassionate people. And it seems like every step that we take, and it was this whole week, we were met with either pies in our face, okay, not literally, figuratively. We were met with disagreements. We were met with pies in our face. We were met with people just kind of going, well, you're not going to get it your way. And I just really felt like, what are we doing wrong here? Are we not living out what we should be? And so I was challenged. I was challenged by God of like, okay, Lord, I'm asking for this to be done in your name, that you will present this and that you will take whatever's supposed to happen and turn it into what is going to happen. And I just was kind of baffled. I was like, this isn't fair. Okay, this is me totally being raw. It's not fair. It's not really right. And I felt more like I was being judged. And I was like, where am I falling short? What is it? And I came upon the verse in Matthew 6:6. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. So I began to battle a little bit more. You know, we sometimes use prayer as simply a conversation piece. I'll pray for you, we say on our Facebook feed. You may reply in the comments. Maybe you even send a text out. It's easy. We just kind of throw it around, praying for you. But are you praying? Are you lifting up your fellow man, woman, and child? Praying is not a badge of honor. It's not something that is supposed to put us higher above anybody else. No, it's an opportunity to become one with God, being present in his presence. So when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. It's not about putting yourself on a pedestal saying, I am doing this. I'm praying that God's will be done and I'm stating it, but no, I'm praying for it in secret and God already knows what will be done. Whenever you pray, open your heart and mind to hear the voice and feel the heartbeat of Christ. I was a little bit caught off guard by everything this week. and just really kind of stumbling. Today I stumbled a lot. And I just couldn't figure out why. And I still don't know that I have the exact answer. I don't know that we completely understand everything. But what I do know is that God said, you know what? It's not about you, Christiane. It has nothing to do with you, but it's how and what and whom you are praying for. Be bold in your request, knowing God is already preparing the way. When you pray for others, give way to the joy, to their happiness by showing compassion for others as Jesus did, doing his work and serving others. It's all about training for life. Understanding that our prayer doesn't have to be wrapped around what we necessarily want, but lifting others up. And searching out that joy and that happiness, something that we don't go to our knees and pray for. It's hard to pray for your enemy's joy. Think about it. It's easy to pray for your friend's joy, for even your friend's hurt. But your enemy's joy, your enemy's happiness, come on. Think about that. Battle it out in your head. Wrestle with it. Because I was wrestling with it this week. I was like, come on, God, it's not fair. God wants us to be real with him right where we are. And he reminded me it's not about me. It's about how I can lift others up, serve others. That doesn't mean that I'm not taking care of myself, okay? In my prayer time with God and getting close to him and my relationship and all of that. What I am learning is that maybe in my situations that I'm going through, it's not about my outcome because God already knows the outcome. It's about how I come to him with my bold request and how I lift others up, even though they may be tearing me down. You don't fall as far when you have God on your side. Yes, you still may fall, but he's there to catch you. When you pray for others, give way to their joy, to their happiness by showing compassion for others as Jesus did, doing his work and serving others. We got to train for life. And he teaches us how to pray. In the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Draw near. When you pray, draw near to Christ. Whenever you pray, make it about him. It's not about you. It's surely about him. Be present, be incredible, and most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.